Welcome to the Daily Motivation Podcast. As Zig Ziglar reminds us, motivation doesn't last, but neither does bathing. That's why we recommend it daily. And that's why this podcast is here for you daily. In these episodes, you'll hear tips on staying pumped up to lose weight, start a business, or reach any and all professional goals that you have in mind. Follow and tune in to stay positive, inspired, and motivated to shine one day at a time. Hello, and thank you for listening. So today, I just want to talk really quickly about a motivational quote by Les Brown. And it says, "Life takes on meaning when you become motivated, set goals, and charge after them in an unstoppable manner." And I got to thinking when I read this quote about how I do believe it is definitely true. It reminds me of that whole concept of the pursuit of happiness and that happiness is in the pursuit itself. Because just think how sad it feels if you think to yourself that you no longer have any goals to achieve. Maybe you've achieved them all, and now you're sitting there just at the end of the line and saying, okay, I have nothing else that I want to accomplish. I'm done. It almost feels like you are no longer valuable or worthwhile, or that you need to participate in anything because there's nothing that matters in order to accomplish or do. So as much as it's wonderful to achieve goals, all of those feelings that are involved with the goal, from the setting of it and the getting excited and the getting motivated and the creativity that it takes to think and plan through, and then the excitement as you start to tackle it, and then the frustration as maybe you fail, and then overcoming those challenges and finding new and better ways to improve and getting more creative and figuring out how to optimize and then working through more challenges and noticing that you're getting closer and giving yourself credit for getting closer, but getting excited to finally reach that finish line. And then when you finally reach the goal, the feelings of pride and success and joy and excitement as you get to share with others that you've reached that goal. Think about the fact that no matter what that goal was, no matter how simple it was or how huge it was, none of those feelings that you would have had from start to finish of that journey would have come along if you hadn't had the goal in the first place. So while it's great to maybe have, you know, again, gotten that job or gotten that degree or, you know, developed a garden in your backyard, whatever your goal might be, large or small, having all of those feelings, experiencing those feelings, are the true wonderful things. Those are the true things that bring us joy and happiness. The idea that we have something to reach for, the thing that keeps us motivated to keep reaching, the thing that makes us have to use our minds and use our skills and use our hands and use our brains and put them to the test and put them to those goals. Those are the things that are actually nurturing and developing the happy feelings, not just the end goal, not just the final achievement. If you are handed a trophy and you haven't experienced a journey leading up to that trophy, there's no emotion attached. It's like, you know, okay, well, big deal. This is just, you know, something to clutter up a shelf. But when that trophy is representative to you of all of those emotions, of all of that hard work, of all of those struggles and challenges, and you look at that trophy sitting on the shelf and you remember the practices that went in, the blood and sweat and tears and the frustrations and the heartache as you, you know, failed or lost a couple games, then it takes on so much more meaning when you now have the trophy and you have accomplished that goal, because it is that entire journey that you went through that you are so proud of. So I want to remind you that if right now you do not have enough goals in your life, even if you feel like you might not have time, it doesn't have to be a big goal. It can be a small goal. But I do encourage you to set a couple goals. Again, it can be simple. It can be as simple as I'm going to organize all of my pictures into photo albums and get them nice and set and dated and ready to, you know, show off to friends and family. I'm going to, again, start a garden or plant something or, you know, fix something around the house, whatever it might be, large or small. Set the goal, set the plan in motion, and make sure that you constantly have a couple small goals or one big goal or a couple medium goals or a combination of all of the above in your life, because they are the things that create the beauty of that entire experience, that entire journey that is just riddled with amazing emotions and ends with those feelings of pride and satisfaction. They are well worth it. If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to sign up for Daily Motivation Mail and have these episodes sent straight to your inbox. Also, head to the website motivationdepot.net to check out all of the other products, tools, and resources we have to help you stay motivated to shine one day at a time.